Here we are on another Monday morning. Jennifer Horn is here. Isn't it nice to be
happy
back?
Happy day after Easter.
Wow, are you loud? My God. Ooh, take my headset off.
I'm screaming in your ear.
Ooh, owie, zowie. All right, well, I'll have my my eardrums reimplanted, and I'll be okay.
That bad.
Oh, it was. It was, like, very loud. All right, so let us then, we'll calm everybody down. Monday morning. It is the 9th of April. Hopefully everybody had a nice Easter weekend. A couple of things that have happened since last we chatted on Friday kind of spoiled the Easter weekend in some places. Tulsa, Oklahoma, the shooting there that left, three people dead, two people wounded. It wasn't a very good Friday for people in Tulsa. And you'd have thought that the world had come to an end between that and Mike Wallace dying over the weekend. It was the same stuff. It was one of these things in which, or a circumstance, where you understand, Jennifer, the news cycle, if this doesn't point out how thin the news world is when it comes to coverage of stories. And what I also find astonishing is that Fox News played this thing more, the Mike Wallace thing, every time I just happened to take it kind of easy over the weekend. I was not doing anything specific. I wasn't on the farm. I was here visiting. I'm in New York, and actually I'm in the CBS studios this morning. It's kind of cool to look around because CBS, Mike Wallace was a CBS product. So I'm looking at the screens here in this studio. This is a room in which a lot of editing is done for television and radio, the studio that I'm in. So they have bits and pieces, they call them work pieces, if you know what I mean. They have audio and they have video that they're editing as we go on trying to find new and more bits and pieces of the 60-year career of Mike Wallace. But if nothing else came out of yesterday, maybe I'm too sophisticated,
I've never heard that before.
Wrong choice of words. Well, when it comes to news consumption and understanding what goes on in the news world, I am pretty sophisticated.
You are. You want to hear it. You want to move on.
Well, I want also to have people understand how important Roger Ailes is to what goes on at Fox News, a name that comes out from time to time because of his the position that he occupies at Fox. It was his idea. He talked Rupert Murdoch into funding it so they could do what they've done so well. They make hundreds of millions of dollars there a year. But Roger Ailes really is responsible. And you got that from listening to him talking to the anchors yesterday about Mike Wallace. You could get from Ailes his feelings about Mike Wallace and how astoundingly this story took over at Fox more than it did at CBS. Mm-hmm. It was so obvious, if you think about it, how Ailes, there are two things. Ailes obviously was close to Mike Wallace, and B, Roger Ailes controls content on Fox. It became so obvious yesterday. So those of you who understand Roger Ailes' background, he's a great promotion person, a great pitchman. He's been a Republican operative, was involved in lots of presidential campaigns, involved with lots of would-be presidents and politicians and stuff. So that does affect what comes on Fox, but I don't know that anybody doesn't get that. But it was really, I was pretty taken back. I don't know if it wasn't astounded, maybe isn't the right word, but whatever the word is, it was just pretty amazing how obvious it was there. You talk about Mike Wallace dying at the age of 93. He was a legend, known for 60 Minutes probably best. But in general, he's a news guy, and he's now been put into some status by his colleagues in the news media as this. I mean, he was iconoclastic, for sure. If I came up with one word that described Mike Wallace, it would be confidence. Mm-hmm. The guy, when he got in front of a microphone and a camera, had confidence. And I would ask people who are listening right now, 800-510-8255, if you had a word, if you were a fan of Mike Wallace's, you liked what he did, what would be the word you would use, the one word, to describe him? I use confidence. Jennifer, what word might you use when thinking about it just for a second?
just when I first heard it, I mean, you said it too. He's an icon. I mean, absolutely. An icon in the news world.
Yep. Okay. So there's a word for it. What words do you have? You can share them with us at 800-510-8255. A word to describe Mike Wallace, his career, his style, what you thought of him when you saw him. A lot of people who felt his presence, the word they would come up with is fear, probably, because he always was able to dig out, for whatever the reason, the things that others couldn't dig out of people. And he seemed not to be shy or bashful, and maybe that comes from his being confident in what he knew about the people that he was going to talk to. He studied hard. He worked at it, and it had its benefit in terms of his own career. He spent the last couple of years, it seems like he was just there in front of us.
I know.
Weeks ago. Instead, he hasn't been on the air anywhere since he was 89. So the past 4 years, he's been pretty much off screen. He retired from 60 Minutes when he was 88. And he's been living in sort of a, I don't know how you would describe it. It was a retirement home, sort of a rest home in New Canaan, Connecticut, for the past couple of years. And I don't know exactly what it was. Peacefully, I've heard that word used to describe his passing. 93 is not so old. At one point in his life, he's a big smoker. Matter of fact, he sold, in the 50s, he sold cigarettes on television. Remember when doctors
who did it in the 1950s,
right,
though?
Exactly,
it was such a thing.
Everybody who was anybody was hired to sell cigarettes. All right. In a few moments, I want to talk about the shooting in Tulsa, and the word racism being used as it plays into this drama and some other. The word has been used a lot this weekend, and I wonder about that. We'll talk as usual. You can follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. At Twitter, it's at Good Day Show. Doug at DougStefan.com and 800-510-8255. Here's a message for those of you who are of the male species. Do you know that your testosterone level starts declining when you're 30? Keeps falling every year. Losing testosterone can lead to stress, mood swings. Say it again, Dave. Probably mood swings more than mood swings. A negative outlook on life, not to mention decreased sexual desire. That's why T-Gen was created. T-Gen naturally helps you boost your testosterone level. T-Gen contains an ingredient proven to significantly increase healthy testosterone levels in your body. So let's face it, as you get older, it's harder and harder to keep up with the active lifestyle that you once had. But with T-Gen, it'll be easier to relive those moments. So don't let aging be an excuse for you to have a decreased sex drive and performance. Reclaim your zest for life. Call this number, 800-909-7574. 800-909-7574 for a risk-free supply of T-Gen. 800-909-7574. And when combined with exercise, you'll gain muscle, lose fat. Start the change today. 800-909-7574.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for completing defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. Since 1995, we've been a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. March for Babies gives our company an opportunity to support families and our community. Together, we can take steps to help moms and babies around the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Apparently I need a little digestive advantage myself there.
Pardon me.
You know what? There is no such thing as perfection. Anybody who sounds perfect on the air, you don't want to trust him. Every once in a while, I was eating an apple, actually, before, while you and I were talking, I was having an apple. Mm-hmm. And some of it didn't quite go all the way down. So at the end of that commercial, it
See,
was
punctuated. See, most people get a little burpy after they eat something like chips. It's amazing to me. You get burpy after eating an apple?
After I eat, well, it's fruit in general makes me a little burpy. It's all right, though. Thank you very much. It's 18 after the hour. Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn with what hasn't been discussed in your ear, perhaps, since last Friday. Certainly everybody knows about the men arrested in Tulsa, Jake England and Alvin Watts, for the shooting of those three black people. Two were injured. Racist. Apparently one of the these guys, I guess it's England, had posted a lot of nasty stuff on his Facebook page, because his father was killed a couple of years ago by some black men in Tulsa. So he's been apparently a willing accomplice in planning whatever went on. It's still kind of hazy, the details, Jennifer, mm-hmm. of what happened. But, man, there's another example of the news media. And over here, I'm looking at all these screens in New York. You know, murder in Tulsa. And every time you turn on from Friday night on through yesterday, it wasn't Easter stuff or Passover stuff or even political stuff, because those guys all took the weekend off, kind of. It was the shooting. It was the same video, the same audio, the same approach over and over and over. My God. But you got to wonder what the story was here. Mm-hmm. This guy posted all these racially charged comments on his Facebook page. Second anniversary of the death of his father, Carl, shot and killed by black man following an argument at an apartment complex. Anyway, these were random
Whenever
targets.
Whatever the cause,
though.
Awful, right. Awful.
Yeah, exactly. So, there's more of that. But the conversation about racism in America, given Senator Grassley's comments about Barack Obama, and now Senator Grassley has been accused of being a racist. We'll talk about that as we continue with this hour of the overview of what's happening in the world. 21 after on Good Day.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assists in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. We love Jennifer. Jennifer Love Hewitt has a new show premiering Sunday on Lifetime called The Client List, about a housewife in Texas who is going through tough economic times, and she turns to prostitution. Well, what better day to premiere this than Easter Sunday? Gather with your family, celebrate the resurrection. Oh, let's watch the show about the whore.
Here's some election news, you guys. I read that Mitt Romney has spent $53 million on ads. And Rick Santorum has spent $9 million. Meanwhile, Newt Gingrich drew a poster with his name on it and showed it in the background of the Today Show. He was behind Al Roker. Did you see this earlier this week? Mitt Romney actually criticized President Obama for being out of touch with the American people. Then Romney added, and I mean all Americans, millionaires and billionaires, everybody. Speaking of Mitt Romney, apparently Romney's wife, Ann, is denying claims that her husband is stiff and robotic on the campaign trail. Make your own jokes there. Yeah, these...
Romney this week criticized President Obama, saying that he was out of touch after years of flying around on Air Force One surrounded by an adoring staff. Romney added, the last time I saw someone that out of touch was when my yachting coach wore cufflinks to a garden party.
All right, so Seth Meyers from SNL, Jimmy Fallon. I think we've heard that sort of stuff before.
Oh, they're always on Romney for having money. Always,
yeah.
Always.
Yeah. Kind of light, you'd think they'd come up with something better. I have Fallon still doesn't. Yeah, I know you like him. He doesn't.
I do.
Does nothing for me.
I think he's pretty funny. Yeah. Especially when he sings. I don't know if we've actually had a good example of that lately, but when he starts putting together his songs, he really rivals how funny Adam Sandler can be.
What's
when he starts doing that.
That commercial that's on with him and the baby is a guitar, and the baby breaks the guitar. Have you seen that commercial?
No, huh?
Have you seen that commercial? I'm not sure what. That shows you how bad the commercial is, because I don't remember what the product is. I just
remember
seeing
Jimmy Fallon and the baby.
Right, exactly. But I don't remember what they're selling. Isn't that interesting? 800-510-8255. We're talking about, I guess so far we've spent a lot of time this hour talking about the death of Mike Wallace and the ancillary things, and then these two men who have been arrested in Tulsa. Jennifer, you've been following a couple of these things on Facebook, the comments this kid Englund made. Let's go back just a bit to Mike Wallace and what you've seen on Twitter posted by his friends and colleagues. I'm asking for a word. Come up with a word that applies to Mike Wallace. 800-510-8255. So what have you seen?
Oh, my gosh. There are, I mean, everybody has made comments about his life. One of the people I thought was the most interesting, and we don't know her too well, but her name is Beth Noble. She's a university professor, and she co-wrote the book that he wrote called Heat and Light. And she said that whenever she thinks of him, she thinks of heat and light because that's what he was all about. Heat meaning drama, and yeah. light meaning new and useful information. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Dan Rather called him the heart and soul of 60 Minutes, which is, I think, probably a pretty accurate statement.
Right.
Let's see. Diane Sawyer used the word energy to describe him. She said that he had this defining spirit, and when he bounded through the halls, he just was always joyous at the prospect of bringing people new information, which was kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Those interesting insights. 800-510-8255. As far as words used to describe people, this weekend, Iowa Senior Senator Chuck Grassley, who apparently spends a lot of time on Twitter, sent a harshly worded message to slight the president. He personally tweeted, quote, "Constituents asked why I am not outraged at President O's attack on Supreme Court independence because MPPLR, what does that mean? PPLR?
MPPLR?
I don't know what that means. It's some kind of Twitter language, apparently. Hmm. Anyway, he basically called the president stupid. I'm not as stupid as this ex-professor of constitutional law. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Spring flower season is here, and that means plenty of opportunities to get out of the car and into the great outdoors. You might associate Connecticut with fall foliage, but nature photographers know that spring is also a special time. Right now, the daffodils are blooming by the thousands. Throughout the months of April and May, the private land of Laurel Ridge Farms is open to the public, so you can wander through more than 15 acres of landscape that's just covered with flowers. And how about Ohio? The Hocking Hills area has a waterfalls and wildflower tour where you can drive through the back roads and hike into state parks to see what's in season. And then there's the place that has so many flowers, it's actually known as the wildflower capital of Colorado, Crested Butte. And don't forget about those famous Texas bluebonnets. The wildflowers are in bloom in Hill Country from April through June. You can see them anywhere from Austin's Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center to Wild Seed Farms in Fredericksburg. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Did you know that for less than what you pay each week at the laundromat, you could get a new washer and dryer during Rent-A-Center's appliance event?
So no more waiting around on a machine?
That's right. And with worry-free pricing, delivery, setup, and service are included.
No more digging around for quarters?
Nope.
No more missing socks?
Nope.
No more stranger lint? Yeah.
Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires April 25th, 2012. Quantities limited.
Welcome to The Rest of the Story, the first in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Guard. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
Nancy was looking forward to the perfect Caribbean cruise wedding. Miami in the morning, dinner with friends on board, dancing the night away, and a little wedding night hanky-panky to top things off. What she got was very different. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a new Kindle, visit travelguard.com/stories.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Is Monday. This is the Good Day program at your service and on your side with the overview of the hot hits from the past 24 to 48 hours, sort of over the Easter weekend. I'm sure many of you have been in touch with what's going on. Others have not been, so happy to bring you up to date. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen doing the good deeds for the day. As I look at the Easter weekend, Jennifer, wondering what you did to sneak outside of the box with your family. A lot of people, that's what they do. They sneak away from... I actually did myself. I just escaped from the squawk box for 24 hours and found it to be unrewarding.
Hmm.
I was thinking to myself, I'd rather be on the farm on the tractor, on the plow, because everything is ready to go. So what did you do?
Were you in New York all weekend?
I was, for much of the weekend. Not all the weekend, but much of it. So,
I actually, well, yesterday was brunch day with my family. We went out. But what was really fun is my cousin turned 29 on April Fool's Day. So she wanted to get the family together to have a game night. And so to spice things up, I brought over, have you ever heard of Loaded Questions?
No.
It's a game. They have different versions of it. They have a kids version, a party version. Well, I happened to bring over the adult version of Loaded Questions.
Really?
And that was interesting to play with the old fam. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, we had one of my favorite questions.
To have your mother or father there playing those
Oh,
games?
No, it was funny. One of my favorite questions was, if Hugh Hefner and Sesame Street collided, what would the project be called? And my cute little innocent uncle said that the movie that they would produce would be called The Nookie Monster.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's great. Meanwhile, back at the ranch. Yeah, that's good. That caps it. 35 past the hour. So here we are taking another glance over some of the things that people have been talking about over the weekend. I don't know what new you're going to add to the Mike Wallace thing. I just gave you my observations about how prevalent it was on Fox over the weekend. And look for a word to describe him. There have been some interesting Facebook comments. And that brought us around to talking about Senator Charles Grassley's Twitter, his tweet, if you will, because he apparently likes to do it himself. He's on a lot on Twitter. And he wrote the following. Constituents asked why I'm not outraged at President O's attack on Supreme Court independence because American people are not stupid, as this ex-law professor is. In essence, he's saying, as the ex-professor of constitutional law, President Obama is stupid. Let's see here. His account has been apparently hacked before, so at first people weren't sure whether these were his words. Use of the word stupid was his
own. I don't get he's calling President Obama stupid. He's saying the American people are not stupid. Isn't that correct?
Well, but he says because American people are not as stupid as this ex-professor of constitutional law. So can you take it? Can you read it that way?
I guess you could read it that way. Yeah.
If you want to. Let's see here. His aide said the tweet is Senator Grassley's. He's saying that it doesn't speak well of any constitutional law professor to not understand Marbury versus Madison. The people understand the independence of the judiciary, so he thinks most Americans are smarter on the Constitution than is the president. In a second tweet, Grassley wrote, "A possibility of peace and freedom for Syria gets more remote as President O plays along with the farce of Kofi Annan's negotiations." Something's left out. I'm reading this verbatim from his.
He says, Barack, wake up.
Yeah, right. All right. So that's pretty plain and simple, right?
Very plain and simple.
It is not difficult to get the meaning in those words. And as a result of those words, some people say that Senator Grassley is a racist because he called our president stupid. 800-510-8255 One wonders about this. Going back to the Oklahoma shooting and whether or not it was racially motivated, the only thing that did was take that Trayvon Martin case off the front page. Mm-hmm. But what all of these things sort of boil down to, Jennifer, is our immaturity. This country is so immature when it comes to sexual matters and racial matters. We are almost in the dark ages.
And is that what it's going to be now that we've got these two big stories? And, you know, Chuck Grassley probably is calling President Obama stupid because he doesn't like him. He's not necessarily calling him that because of where he came from or whatever his skin color looks like. But is that the first thing we're going to think of always now with these two cases since they've been so prominent in the media?
Well, when you get to the Trayvon Martin case, and look at how that's been blown up by
You've even had the media helping along the racist aspect of the story.
There were that same weekend that Trayvon Martin was killed by Zimmerman, a fellow named Sean Tyson, a black man, killed two unarmed young men who were not Americans. They were here visiting from, I think, Ireland, if I'm not mistaken. But they got drunk. And they got a little out of control. So they were killed by this guy. And you wonder, how come there hasn't been any, you know, there's no Al Sharpton, no marches. But these things happen all the time. We wonder why we have a race issue. A lot of people think that this is really bad and really ugly. These things happen all over our country and all over the world. And they're made into a racial issue. I mean, I can understand how some people would interpret it that way, because if you listen to the enhanced audio from that 911 call, sounds like Zimmerman is using a racial slur.
Mm-hmm.
But that just brings us back around to, I mean, I've had people that I do business with on my farm refer to Obama with the N-word. We don't need no N-president. And I looked at this guy I just can't let that stuff go. I'm not a fan of Obama by any stretch of the imagination, but for heaven's sakes, why would
you... But that doesn't have anything to do with his color.
It doesn't have anything to do with the color of his skin. I just think he's an absurdly, horribly prepared president and has no business sitting in the chair. But it doesn't... He did get elected. Interestingly enough, though, he did get elected because he was black. Black America voted for him 94-95%. And we all know that if the base gets out... It's voters. Whoever gets the most voters out on election day wins. And black Americans were motivated, and some liberal and some other folks who really thought this guy was the Messiah, they got out the vote. And that's how he won, by the slim margin that he did. Now, is that going to come back around and be the, is that going to be the be-all, the end-all, the way he gets elected again? Probably not.
Right. That was kind of a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Now, he's going to have to get reelected based on his merits.
Right. Now, in that same vein, thinking about Mitt Romney and how to listen to some of these jokes that we heard a few minutes ago, he's being played up as this rich guy out of touch with America versus what, it's really funny. The American people are really so strange. They are saying, in large majorities, we need somebody who knows about business, somebody knows how to manage, somebody knows how to understand what the realities of running
a
business.
But we don't want him to be rich.
No, but you know, yeah, but you don't want him to be rich. I mean, what is the matter with?
And in that way, I mean, it is kind of, I mean, you people are not necessarily being racist. What would the term be against Mitt Romney?
They're being, there's a, let's see, I guess.
They're calling him an elitist.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's exactly what the right term is for it.
I don't know what the right term is for. I know that it's so shallow for us, instead of thinking about what the real issues are and what you're really concerned with, what are you most concerned with? And most of you will say the economy, jobs, price gasoline, that's it. And so who better addresses that? Somebody who is a constitutional law professor who's never run anything. He's been only an organizer and involved in public life. Or a guy who's run a number of businesses effectively and efficiently. Who's better equipped to handle the problems that you face every day? Forget about all the other stuff. He's a Mormon. Yeah, he put a dog on the roof of his car. Whatever other ancillary things. And forget about it with regard to Obama as well. Forget about his race. Forget about his experience. Forget about all of the things that don't play into what the birth certificate stuff. I mean, who cares? What is going to happen if Barack Obama is president for another 4 years? And what's going to happen if Mitt Romney is president when it comes to those basic issues of the economy, jobs, things like what your house is worth and what's in your bank account and whether or not you can pay for gasoline? And what's that doing to our overall? I mean, the thing that fascinates me, frankly, and you can be sure Obama will take credit for this, the number of cars being sold in our country. Did you see that number last month?
Mm-mm. What was
1.4 million new cars were sold in this country last month. It's a record for like 14 years or something. And one wonders why. What's moving? I'm talking about not only our new cars, 1.4 million new cars, but the number of used cars that were sold. Is it just
so it's not just like people are trying to go hybrid or they're trying to save money on gas?
Well, I think that's part of it. I think you could trace that to some of the new cars and how fuel efficient they are, et cetera, et cetera. That's all part of it. But the fact that people haven't bought new cars for a long time, people love to celebrate spring with a new car. There's something about having a new car in the springtime. You know, sales fall off in the areas where there's bad weather. The new car sales, that's why they have these President's Day sales in February to get things started again, get people excited about buying a car, because for the most part, things slow down greatly over the bad weather months because people don't want to buy a new car and get it all dirty and covered with salt.
Unless he wants to test drive in the snow.
Yeah, right. But last month, the biggest number of new cars that have been sold in our country for decades in 1 month. It's really pretty amazing. And people talk about how lousy the economy is, and it is. And people talk about what they get out of the job, whether it's the financing packages that make it easier. I don't know what it is, but it isn't bad that we're selling new cars and used cars at a record clip. But one wonders why that is. How is that the case when most people's the credit card that's attached to your house, some kind of second mortgage, is strung out, and whatever other credit you have is used up, and yet people...
Add one more thing to the list, the American way.
Seems to be. Here's another thing that's the American way. High cholesterol, such a serious problem in our country, leads to heart attacks, strokes, heart disease. So one of the things that is good to know is that people continue to work on this, and there's a new all-natural approach from Italy that may be the right thing for you. It's called Cardiol. Cardiol has 9 natural ingredients that work together to reduce cholesterol levels. It also helps you to lower the bad fats in your blood known as triglycerides. Excellent results in 60 days. So what a wonderful thing that the folks who have imported Cardiol are now offering you a free 60-day trial so you can find out for yourself. 60 days worth of Cardiol free. You pay a small shipping and handling charge. That's it. May I suggest you call 888-809-6424. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future. Try this. Get a blood test and then get Cardiol. Take it for 60 days. Get another blood test. You'll be talking about it with everybody because it'll work. I had that experience and it worked for me. It brought down my cholesterol, my high cholesterol. I have not enough of the good cholesterol and too much of the bad cholesterol. This stuff helped to even things out. So the makers of Cardiol, so confident it'll work for you, they want you to take advantage of this free 60-day trial offer. Call 888-809-6424 right now while you're thinking about it. Don't let high cholesterol risk your future. 888-809-6424.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Did you know that for less than what you pay each week at the laundromat, you could get a new washer and dryer during Rent-A-Center's appliance event?
So no more waiting around on a machine?
That's right. And with worry-free pricing, delivery setup and service are included.
No more digging around for quarters?
Nope.
No more missing socks?
Nope.
No more stranger lint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires April 25th, 2012. Quantities limited.
800-510-8255. A good day with Jennifer and Doug overviewing the hot hits, the stories in the last couple of... Well, most of you have been caught with your, not pants down, but with your mind on something else, right? And that's, it's comfortable. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. A lot of Easter stuff happening. In the meantime, things are happening in the world. Important things like Lindsay Lohan. Wow.
This girl cannot stay out of the headlines, but I almost feel bad for her. Somebody over the weekend said that she had gotten into an altercation with them inside of a nightclub.
Right.
And the lady even went and filed an incident report with the West Hollywood Sheriff's Department, claiming Lindsay started a fight with her inside a nightclub last week. Well, Lindsay said she didn't even leave the house that night, that she was not out on the town. She stayed home and watched TV. And actually, if you want to know what show she was watching Homeland on Showtime. So she's completely denying the nightclub incident. We'll see what happens with that one.
You know, I don't know how many of you are finding your accounts being hacked. I have seen more and more email in the last, I don't know, 3-4 weeks that's obviously a scam, obviously a hack job.
People are getting smarter and smarter with that.
Well, there's some really crafty criminals who are aiming to steal one of the most valuable pieces of your personal property. And that's the banking information. I was so happy the hotel I stayed in last night, I had a little bit of a problem. And Richie would be so proud of me, Jennifer.
Why?
I actually figured out how to transfer money from one account to another without any help at all.
On your phone or your iPad?
No, on my iPad.
Very good. I'm so proud of you.
I logged on and was able to do it. And I thought to myself, okay, if I can do this, how easily can somebody else do it? And once they get a hold, that's why I've said I don't like doing this stuff online or being on a computer, but I had to do this because otherwise...
To make you feel better, though, the banking stuff is very well protected.
Well, when I went to use the hotel computer, it wouldn't let me... The banking site wouldn't let me use it because it wasn't a secure...
They want to be able to authenticate that it's coming from you.
Right. Yeah. I thought that was good. So we all learned something. We live and we learn, which is a good thing. Jennifer and Doug here, 51 past the hour on the Monday Good Day program.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I like this one.
Gotta
shake your head.
53 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Shelley Palmer here as we, in this next few minutes, bring you information that will update you on some technological malfeasances or, in this case, AT&T finally allowing you, if you're an iPhone owner, to unlock their phones. There is a catch, and Shelley Palmer will explain that for us in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, AT&T is finally allowing iPhone owners to unlock their phones. But there's a catch. You must be finished with your initial two-year AT&T contract. Why would you want to unlock your AT&T iPhone? Well, if you travel abroad, you can just pop in any compatible SIM card and save a ton of money on mobile calls when you're traveling. Of course, as long as your account is in good standing, Verizon and Sprint have always let you unlock your iPhone. But because Verizon and Sprint phones use CDMA chipsets, there's not much you can do with the phones in Europe. What else can you do with an unlocked AT&T iPhone? How about saving some money by switching to T-Mobile? Just remember, even though T-Mobile's voice plans are less expensive, T-Mobile's 3G data network is slower than AT&T's. The good news is you no longer have to jailbreak your iPhone to unlock it. AT&T has seen the light. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com for more information. For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. while she sleeps. Shh. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Did you know that for less than what you pay each week at the laundromat, you could get a new washer and dryer during Rent-A-Center's appliance event?
So no more waiting around on a machine?
That's right. And with worry-free pricing, delivery setup and service are included.
No more digging around for quarters?
Nope.
No more missing socks?
Nope.
No more stranger lint?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer expires April 25th, 2012. Quantities limited.
All right, now this part of the program, I'm speechless. I'm looking at the New York Times this morning.
Yes.
Business section is carrying a story on who gets paid what, and the new chief executive officer, the CEO at Apple, named Tim Cook, took over after the death of Steve Jobs, is going to be paid this year $378 million.
Wow.
$378 million.
It's almost as much as that lottery jackpot.
But listen to this. His salary is $900,000.
Wait, where's the difference?
He got $376 million in stock.
Wow.
And in fact, this was at the end of last year. The stock now is worth $634 million. According to the Times. So he was awarded $378 million in compensation at the end of the year, a bonus, on top of his $900,000 salary. But in fact, because the Apple increase in value just since the end of the year to now has gone up so dramatically, what was worth $376 million on December 31st is worth $634 million today. Because of the value of the Apple stock price.
Hmm. Always wow. Ask for stock options, kids.
Well, if you
it's
know
the way to
that,
go.
You know what you're doing.
Especially if you start Apple.
Second highest paid guy is the man who runs Oracle, Larry Ellison. He got a paltry $77 million last year. The fellow running J.C. Penney, Ron Johnson, got $53
million. Wow.
He did a pretty good job, though, turning things
around.
Yeah,
he's turning the store around.
Yes, right. Anyway, so there's a couple of, you can compare that to what you're making. And even, I don't see Mitt Romney on this list anywhere. 59.